Disappointing. I thought we, in the end, we should have won it quite easily, quite convincingly, the amount of chances we missed. So we're ultimately disappointed not to come away with all 3 points.
I counted half a dozen good chances in throughout the 90 minutes. You probably saw more.
Yeah, I think there was a few more, to be quite honest. Particularly the second half, I thought we completely dominated from start to finish. But to be fair to Ryan Calder, the Athlone keeper, he had a marvellous game as well, pulled off some extraordinary saves. We hit the post a couple of occasions, but ultimately, as I say, we didn't do enough to put the ball in the net, and I think if we had got the second, we could have got 3 or 4.
Somebody around where I was sitting said it was a bit like an end of season game, which I thought was a wee bit hard.
No, well, probably the fact that we had so much play and dictated play, maybe that was their sentiment. But no, we just first half, though, I didn't think we lacked certainly a bit of urgency in our play, and we addressed that at half time. I thought second half was a bit better, but I can understand the sentiment, and Athlone just came and parked the bus second half, and you can't fault them. At the end of the day, they came with a game plan to try and get a draw, and they've gone away happy.
You're playing against a team that on paper bottom of the table, you're supposed to go out and steamroll these teams, but they didn't come up with that at all.
That's never the case, particularly coming now to the business end of the season when they're fighting for their lives, and it's always going to be a very difficult game. And as I say, they were well organised, well drilled, and fought for each other. And so no, I mean, full credit to Athlone. They asked questions of us, particularly first half, got their noses in front, but I thought we had enough time then, they turned it round, and we did. We got back and we got a good equaliser before half time, but we didn't really kick on second half with the amount of chances we missed.
You have to go to Bray on Tuesday. That has to be a big game for Derry in terms of preparation for semi-final.
Yep, it is. But we'll assess everybody now sort of over the weekend and Monday and see how they're all fixed in terms of fitness and injuries and stuff. So we'll not look too far ahead. As you say, Bray is the most important game now in the horizon, so we'll give that our full focus.
Well, I have you here. What did you think of a cup draw?
Could have been worse, could have been better. To be quite honest, I mean, the Tala pitch itself will suit us. We went down there not so long ago and played really well. We put on a very good performance, although we didn't get the result. But so we can go there with no fear, and as someone else has mentioned, Rovers haven't yet to beat us in the cup, so hopefully that continues.